time is approximately 3:35. The place is room 124 of the judiciary hearing room located within the Capitol Building of Juneau, Alaska. Members of the committee present for hearing today are Representative Barnes, Representative Hayes, Representative Liskin, and myself, Representative Bussell. Scheduled matters of interest before the committee today are House Bill 140, an act authorizing capital punishment, classifying murder in the first degree as a capital felony, and establishing sentencing procedures for capital felonies, and House Bill 509, an act relating to aviation fuel suppliers and providing for an effective date. House Bill 140 is an act that has been before the committee on numerous hearings, heard in and about the state. Before you in a file marked Time 4984, now encompasses all of the items that the committee feels are necessary to the ingredients of a properly written bill to carry out the desires the bill would have made. It's my desire to adopt that at this time. Representative Barnes.
Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent to CS for House Bill number 140, Judiciary, an act authorizing capital punishment, classifying murder in the first degree as a capital felony, and establishing sentencing procedures for capital felonies, be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, committee substitute for House Bill 140, dated 4-9. Mark Tiny is now before the committee for discussion. And again, this bill has been thoroughly discussed about the state. I believe that everybody has had adequate time to look at the manners in which execution has been prescribed and the sentencing procedures have been taken care of. Representative Lister.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move that the committee substitute for House Bill number 140, Judiciary, an act authorizing capital punishment, classifying murder in the first degree as a capital felony, and establishing sentencing procedure for capital felonies, be moved from committee with individual recommendation.
Is there objection? Hearing none, House Bill 140 is moved to Judiciary Committee this day with individual recommendations. The next matter is a matter that's been close to the heart of the aviation-minded members of the legislature, as well as a number of people in the public who live in areas where they can't get fuel in a container that they presently own to service their aircraft. This primarily is directed at aviation fuel, and the committee has developed a committee substitute in concert with those users scattered about the states in remote areas, as well as working very closely with refiners, jobbers, and end sailors of aviation fuel throughout the state. It's embodied in committee substitute for House Bill 509. And we need to adopt the committee substitute. Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move and ask unanimous consent that the Judiciary Committee substitute dated 4-10-84 with the main culture above it be adopted and approved the original bill.
Is there objection? Hearing none, committee substitute for House Bill 509 is now before the committee. I might point out that the way the committee and staff, legal staff of the committee, finally worked it out with the jobbers and suppliers that will enable the various refiners that supply fuel to license that those waiting to be licensed now are we basically turn over title of the fuel at the time of sale and still keep embodied within present statute all of the liability language necessary to protect both the customer and, for that matter, the jobber and the refiner too. Representative Barnes.
Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that CS for House Bill number 509, Judiciary, an act relating to aviation fuel supplies and providing for an effective date and move to the committee with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Hearing none, committee substitute for House Bill 509, Judiciary, move to Judiciary Committee today with individual recommendation. There being nothing further to come before the committee, we will stand adjourned until 1:30 Tuesday. That I stand adjourned until 1:30 Wednesday, tomorrow.